Hope your Thursday is going swell. Jamie and Locker with you on the Green Zone. It is tonight, the kickoff to the CFL season on TSN. The Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Montreal Alouettes in the East Division final rematch from last year's divisional final. Of course, 1916 final. It was Maltos Diaz with the walk-off game winner for the Montreal Alouettes that sent them to the Grey Cup to face the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Kickers are important.
They are important. I just shouldn't have to put one on the top 40 list. That's all I'm saying. They're very important. Although the Riders won a Grey Cup with the ninth best kicker field goal position-wise, field goal percentage-wise last season. By the way.
With the CFL fantasy picks?
Yep.
You have to have a kicker?
There is a roster spot for a kicker, yes.
Okay. Do you have to, though?
You don't have to, but you're not. Everybody else is going to get points by playing a kicker. By the way, the CFL Green Zone draft went last night. So it's myself, Britton Gray, producer Scott, who's a rookie at fantasy football. Did quite well. Did better than Britton, actually. So producer Scott did pretty okay. Scott Roblin is on, plus Belton Johnson, and a special guest newsroom contributor, Andrew Shepard, joined us last night as well. For the Green Zone Fantasy Draft, because Daryl and Locker don't like fun. But
I wonder if we'll hear.
Well, Britton's going to come up. He'll update on how his draft went. He's very angry about the CFL Fantasy Draft last night. And by the way, it worked for the most part flawlessly. There, at the start, we were a little nervous because there was a delay to it actually starting when we scheduled it to start. And then, so we were texting, is anybody working? No. And then, oh, never mind. We're going. Here we go. And off we went. It took about a half an hour. It was good fun. I did very well, in my opinion. When my first four picks are Justin Rankin, Kenny Lawler, Sam Emilis, and Davis Alexander, I'm pretty happy with my team on my first four selections.
Yeah, that seems like somebody let you run away
with
it. Yeah,
Britton was right in front of me in the draft order, and I don't know what he was doing, but he could have picked Sam Emilis. I thought he was going to pick Sam Emilis. He didn't pick Sam Emilis.
Interesting.
So, the CFL Fantasy is live. I know there's been some hiccups. It's a new format, but last night it worked for us. We had some fun with it. And we'll update you all season long on how badly I'm beating everybody else at CFL Fantasy.
That sounds like a lot of fun. When Britton comes on, I hope he's not listening right now. Let's see how long it takes for him to talk about where he was
in the draft
order.
A thorn between two roses.
He must have mentioned that this morning.
He was so upset about the draft order. He was so upset.
He was like, I don't think he brought it up 10 times before lunch today.
He was trying to.
Every new person that came into the newsroom today to hear about where he was in the draft order.
And then he's going to Andrew, because Andrew Shepard and Scott, they're like, hey, I want to try this. Andrew's done a few NFL drafts, but Scott's never done fantasy football before, but he wanted to try it, which is why these leagues do this, is to get people to try it. Then they're engaged. Then they're like, oh, I have Tyson Philpott tonight. I'm going to watch the Montreal Alouettes, see how I do in my fantasy pool. Anyways, Britton's walking around all day today. Say, Scott, can I show you how to do trades? Like, he's trying to trick Shep and Scott to trade because he drafted
already
so poorly last night.
Already, right out of the gates, he's...
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you took part in my Green Zone fan drafts, they did eventually work. We do have rosters, and make sure you update yours. If you thought it just died and went away, eventually it did kick in. We all auto-drafted from round six.
They'll get better at it. This is their first.
We're all good.
This is their first kick at the can.
We're all good to go. But it is the CFL season. What are your predictions? What's your Grey Cup prediction? 1-877-332-8255. Here on the Green Zone. Or do you have any bold predictions? Do you have any wild predictions when it comes to this year. I have one. I said it on the Blitz podcast, which we, Britton and I went a little long the other night. It's about an hour long podcast, and we went in depth on, well, there's a lot of news. We had the TV deal to talk about. We had the Ryder cuts to talk about. We had to preview the CFL season, make our predictions. So we,
when
we
I listen, I speed
it.
You up.
So I talk like this and then whatever. Like,
yeah. Okay. You're on 1.5.
I'm like an auctioneer. My one bold prediction is Taylor Powell finishes the season as the starting quarterback of the Edmonton Elks.
That's not a horrible prediction, though.
Even though I did draft Cody Fajardo last night at the end of the draft. He was
last
like my second
year,
to last pick.
Out of the nine teams, what did like seven teams had for good chunks of the year had backups in? So that's not a
crazy
prediction.
Well, Trey Ford lost his job, of course. Nick Arbuckle played the whole year because of Chad Kelly. Davis Alexander was hurt. Drew Brown was hurt in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Overall, Vernon Adams Jr. played most of the season.
He was out a couple, wasn't he? Like
About 3 weeks, I think he missed, but that's not terrible. Zach Collaros played most of the season with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. But, yeah, there's...
Now, Zach had to sit out a couple of weeks, too. Yeah.
So, what are your predictions for the CFL season? Darren, here's this is interesting. And guess what? He's not the only one. Darren and John are predicting the same thing. That the BC Lions will win the West and the Rough Riders will cross over to the East and be the first crossover team to win the other division's title. So both
really like
Darren
that.
And John are predicting the Lions and the Rough Riders in the Grey Cup in Calgary with the Riders crossing over and winning two road games out east and BC winning the West.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is that those two texts came in before we mentioned them on the air, and they came in almost like at the exact same time, within like a couple of minutes of each other.
1-877-332-8255. What's your Grey Cup prediction as the CFL season starts in just over an hour in the Hammer in Hamilton, Ontario, with the Alouettes and the Tiger Cats? 1-877-332-8255. Chris, he wants a CFL prediction. But the Grey Cup halftime show is his prediction. Chris is predicting Tate McRae as the Grey Cup halftime show in Calgary.
I'm okay if that doesn't happen.
MGK was pretty fun last year, though.
I
was, all right.
I was pleasantly surprised, actually, because when I first heard that announcement, I was like, what are we doing here? Like,
Machine
this
Gun
just
Kelly?
Seems like a really bad idea. But he was actually very entertaining. You know what? And I think maybe, listen, I did go back and watch like the television performance as well, because I recorded the game at home when we were in Winnipeg. And I went back and watched the game again. And I was like, you know what? That was way better in the building. Like he did a great live show. It was actually very entertaining.
Live's always better than live is always
not
better.
Always. Some bands are not great live.
No, but I mean live is better than watching a live performance on television. In the building is always going to be better than watching.
That's fair.
The live part of it. Like the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, way better in person than on Disney Plus. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Grey Cup predictions here on the Green Zone. What are yours? A few people... The popular two are BC and Saskatchewan.
That is interesting because, I mean, I thought about the crossover as well, but...
No, I mean just as winning the Grey Cup. Those are the top two votes are BC and Saskatchewan. You're either going BC or Saskatchewan in the West. Two people said that crossover
thing. That crossover is a risky pick, but I really like it.
Here's my thing about Saskatchewan crossing over. Who's going to beat them then? Who's going to finish second and third? I don't think Calgary, Winnipeg, or Edmonton are better than the Rough Riders. This is going to be a repeat of last year.
Yeah.
I think BC, Saskatchewan in the West final, and it could come down to the wire. Like, I'm picking BC. Darnell Sankey, Casey Sales, some of the ads they made complimented where the Riders got picked apart.
But we have
in CFL free agency.
We have had the conversation about the parity increasing in the West and the East.
Let's go to the fan line. David and Mel, are you ready for the CFL season, David?
Well, I sure am. I'm just counting the hour down here till 5:30.
Right on, David. So who's going to win the Grey Cup? What do you got?
I got the Rough Riders finishing 10-8, and I think second in the West, second maybe third. But believe it or not, I'm picking the longest shot of all, the Edmonton Elks, to go on and
really? Beat
the Montreal Alouettes in the Grey Cup.
Getting into it a little early today, David.
The Elks?
I'm picking the Elks, yeah. They were a pretty good team the last half of the year, and I think they'll be better this year.
Okay. David's going with the Elks. I have quite the opposite on Edmonton, actually. I have them missing the playoffs yet again this year. And Taylor Powell taking over as starting quarterback.
So, you don't like what Hervey's done?
No.
Okay.
I like the pickup of Taylor Powell, but I look at the rosters and I look over that one and go, they lost Niles Morgan. They lost Jace Ceresna.
Yeah.
They lost Curly Gittens Jr. They have Justin Rankin, who's a very exciting guy, but I just...
You can't.
I don't see the team that you need to put on the field around Cody to win. I just don't see it.
And Calgary?
In Edmonton. Calgary is Vernon Adams Jr., Winnipeg and Edmonton are weird, and I just feel this kind of blip forward for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for some reason this year.
Okay.
Although they could prove me wrong.
I think it's going to be a lot tighter.
Well, last year, Calgary
was crazy.
Winnipeg,
how tight it was.
BC and Saskatchewan were all within two wins of each other.
Well, and it's going to be
12-11, 10-10.
It has the same potential in the East to be really tight too, right?
Because who the heck knows what's going to happen with Chad Kelly in Toronto.
Davis is going to be strong, right, for Montreal. You got Ottawa. Look at all the changes they made. They threw a bunch of money at that team.
Money doesn't win. In free agent, the free agent winners rarely win.
Chad Kelly's back again, though.
I think Ottawa might start 1-5 and then start to pick it up as they gel, but I'm having a hard time seeing that. But David says the Edmonton Elks not only will make the playoffs for the first time since they changed the name, but they're going to win the whole darn thing in Calgary. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, Bert, you're going to be close to correct. If the Elks don't make the playoffs this year, at least we know they'll make it next year along with everyone else. Now, Bert, you're not exactly there. There's one team that won't make the playoffs next year. One team. 8 of 9 teams make the playoffs. Or will it be 8 of 10 teams?
Yeah, that's interesting. I also think you have to do something to that team that doesn't make the playoffs. It's one team.
They have to stand on a street corner and say, I suck at CFL football, like a fantasy draft.
We had some great, when we first talked about this, we had some great ideas come in.
I like the selling the 50-50s at the Grey Cup for the losing team. I really enjoyed that one. That was Sherry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sherry from Jack and Rock.
Yeah. Very entertaining. Like, you're right.
Hey, Cody, can I get a 50-50 ticket? Remember when you were a rider eating corn dogs?
So good.
Jamie Locker with you here on The Green Zone. Hope you are having a fantastic day as it looks like it's going to start to warm up the next few days into the high 20s again. But rain off and on for a couple more days and through the weekend as we begin June. The CFL season begins tonight in about an hour. It's Hamilton against Montreal. And of course, in about an hour and a half, You have game two of the Stanley Cup final. The Carolina Hurricanes have decided not to make any changes. The Vegas Golden Knights doing the same. It's the same two lineups going head-to-head in game two as there was in that 5-4 Vegas winning game number one.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think both those teams, regardless of the outcome, have to look back and go, all right, we got to – Vegas made mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't dominate that game. They got the win. They got the 2 points. They're lucky. But I wouldn't be blinking if I was Rod Brind'Amour. I'm glad when I heard him say that, I was like, okay, yes, he's sticking to his strategy.
Yeah,
they can win with.
Well, that Aho Svechnikov Jarvis line is.
They got to get going.
Ice cold.
Jarvis drives me crazy. Like, there were so many times, like, shoot the puck. Like that one play where his defenseman that's on him doesn't even have a stick and he passes the puck. You had a clear lane to the net. Ah!
This is like you talking about the Montreal Canadiens all over again.
Yeah.
Locker is the guy in the crowd yelling, shoot.
So frustrating.
Hockey games. But we'll see how it goes tonight. I think it'll be Carolina. I think this is going to be 1-1 series.
It's going to be a tight game, though, tonight, I think. I think most people are predicting. We were talking
I'm
to Tom.
I'm going 2-0. I'm going 2-0 tonight.
I got 3-2. Hurricanes win.
Both are going Hurricanes.
Yeah.
But joining us right now, it is Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
The latest from the Saskatchewan Roughriders today is an announcement, Britton, on more of what to expect next week at the home opener next Saturday as they announce kind of the game day pre-game planning, Riderland taking over Confederation Park. Of course, that's on the theme of kind of the Riderland Day, the Kids Day last year with the Roughriders. They're expanding that. The tailgating starts next week. Tailgating. Remember, as you're going to the game, and they have beer gardens?
There's some beer gardens connected to the tailgating area. I'm intrigued to see how this works because obviously they handed out the passes, but people can kind of just walk in and go tailgating. Can you just bring your own liquor into the tailgating area if you don't have a pass? How's it going to work? Going to be interesting to see how it all looks. I'm excited to see what kind of traditions start. If we start seeing watermelons on heads again, now that you're out there for maybe 5 hours before, you can eat the watermelon and carve it right there, right, and everything.
Well, what the planning is you try to get the absorption method into the watermelon with the booze of your choice and then eat the watermelon during the tailgate before you go into the game.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
That's where that tradition has come from like Australian rules football.
A couple of those over the years. I've had that can catch up to you. We've done the vodka in a watermelon and then the Yucca Flux. Have you guys ever had Yucca Flux? That might be a Western thing, but it's you just throw a whole bunch of booze into like a garbage can and then you cut up fruit. And you throw fruit in there too. And
you don't have to put it in a garbage can. You can put it into a bowl.
We always put it into a garbage can because it was like a lot, right? Like, so, and then you eat the fruit. By the time you're eating the fruit, it will just kill you because the fruit absorbs the liquor.
We'll
right?
see what they come up with for tailgating for next Saturday. And by the way, looking into it, noon. So it's 5 hours before the game is when the tailgating opens up. And they want to specify if you and a friend or two or three did get tailgating passes.
You have to go down at the same time.
You need to go if you want to park next to each other. Yeah. You need to go at the same time to get those spots together that you can't save spots and go, my buddy's going to show up in an hour or two. The way they'll load it in is first come, first serve. So if you want to tailgate
and you don't get an assigned spot, I wonder if they'll change that. because
they'll work through it. It's year one.
It's year one.
I think Riderland for the kids and everything, that's only 3 hours before.
Yes, 3 hours for Riderland.
For families who don't want to go into the jungle there with the tailgate.
Happening over there with the yucca flush drinking booze out of trash pans.
If you want to avoid those guys, you can go to Riderland.
Go ahead to the bouncy castle with the kids and have an orange juice.
Did the yucca flux thing?
Apparently. Not out of a garbage can. I know the drink, yes, but not out of a garbage can.
We put it in a garbage can. The garbage can was clean.
Welcome to Yak BC, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's a good point. That might have been a Yak thing.
Look it up. Yak, British Columbia.
Just used to, like, buddies would grab a handle and then you got...
It's portable. But, Britton Gray, let's dig into some CFL predictions ahead of tonight's opener. Who do you have winning? Let's start with the East Division. What do you got out of the East Division, Britton Gray?
I think right now we're almost looking at a East Final tonight where it's going to be
these two teams again.
I have Hamilton finishing first in the East Division. Eventually, there's ups and downs in football. There's been a lot of ups for the Montreal Alouettes. Yes, they lost the Grey Cup, but obviously Davis Alexander didn't lose prior to that. I think a little bit of adversity hits that team. It'll be close, but I think Hamilton with Bo Levi Mitchell, Kenny Lawler, and I know they've gone through some changes, but I think when Wynton McManus eventually gets out there, he'll stabilize that defense, and I have them finishing first.
All right, let's slide over to the West. What do you got for the West Division?
Well, the BC Lions have just done so much. They've done a lot of really good things, getting Darnell Sankey. Obviously, they have Nathan Rourke there. They're probably getting to 12 wins. And then they come to Saskatchewan for the West Final because the Riders got to 13.
No.
Yes, that is my prediction. No.
That is a terrible prediction. The Riders can't get to 13 wins. Darren from Roche Percy bet us again on 13 wins for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders this year. So
what have you got to give him if that happens?
Well, we have to make him steak.
Oh, okay. All right.
I assume Belton will be in charge of cooking the steak.
13-5? Another 13-5?
I think Darren will demand it if that's the case. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, so you got the Riders beating BC again in the West Final.
Again in the West Final.
Riders, well, hold on, and you Hamilton. Got Hamilton? That's what I picked.
Britton, are you starting to second guess yourself?
Well, Mr. Trash Can Drink over here. Maybe I need to reconsider
Mr. The Vegas Anaheim series is the most meaningless series in the history of hockey. Yeah.
So I have the Riders against the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and they make history by becoming the first ever Saskatchewan team to win a second Grey Cup. I do have a repeat this year because, yes, they lost some key players, but the foundation's there, the core is still there, and I believe in Corey Mace's ability to develop the next ones on defense because he's done it everywhere he's gone.
All righty.
Apparently, Cam put his yucca flux in a bathtub. Been there, done that, Cam. But yucca flux was more of a like a field.
Like a pit party tradition?
Pit party, yeah. We used to do the water tower parties on the top of the hill. Where the water tower was, so you needed something.
You haul the trash can up the water tower.
Well, you put it in the back of the truck and then drive it up there and then pull it off the.
You didn't climb the water tower like that 70s show.
No. We didn't party on the water tower. We partied on the hill that had the water tower. Yeah. Anyway,
wasn't it more of a mountain in Yak, BC?
No. It wasn't. It was not a mountain. It was a bit of a drive up there.
Yeah, I was going to say probably a bigger hill than we're driving up.
Yeah. Bigger than the pimple on the prairies.
Up a blackstrap. But Britton Gray,
we've had about 15 Yucca Flux texts, by the way.
A lot
of people are using garbage cans. Thank you.
Who is your MLP this year in the Canadian Football League?
See, I hate defaulting to quarterbacks because that's usually where it ends up going. I have the Riders finishing first, probably make a case for Trevor Harris, Nathan Rourke, if he stays healthy for that. But I like to go a little bit off kilter here. Why not Roland Milligan? If the Riders defense has a great year, he's already been the MODP. If he has another great year, maybe this time the voters make up for what happened the year he should have been up for the MOP that season. Why not Roland Milligan?
Should have won the MOP 2 years ago. He should have. That's why I said it, told him on the Blitz podcast, it's never going to happen. A defensive back barely ever wins the defensive player of the year, let alone MOP. It's never happened for MOP. So, no. If Roland couldn't do it with the year he had 2 years ago,
it's not going to happen.
I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, but just picking Nathan Rourke is so boring.
It is.
It's a boring prediction.
It is. But he's gonna go the full quad this year. Most outstanding player, most outstanding Canadian, and then the Grey Cup MOP and Grey Cup Canadian.
So
he's going to have a lot of hardware and his name on a trophy.
How do you feel about your CFL fantasy team?
I'm not great. I had to be, for some reason, it randomly put me in between Jamie and Belton in our league. So they're picking all the guys I was going after.
You just lit the fire, didn't you? You just had to. You didn't even bring it up. You brought it up. Locker. Britain's so
frustrating. Mad. Here I am. I think I'm getting Davis Alexander. No, Jamie takes him.
Have you got anybody to do trades with yet?
Jamie keeps telling no one to trade with me. I've been trying to just, you know, show some guys, hey, this is how fantasy football works. Hey, let's try a trade. Let's just, you know, let's try it out.
Just test it out.
I've been telling everyone to not trade with me
do
already.
Do not trade with Britain. Let him sit there and just
stew
be
on
angry.
Listen, I just, let's show, like Andrew Shepherdson, he can send me James Butler, he can have the Winnipeg defense, and we can call it even.
Right. Yeah, there's a fair trade. My goodness. This draft, you had shots at MLS. You could have drafted Davis Alexander.
Yeah, but I got Brady Oliveira, so I can use the best nickname in the league, the fantasy team name.
What is it?
My team is called Oliveira Garden.
That is...
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Hear me, Rourke is...
He doesn't have Nathan Rourke. He has to switch his.
Yeah, you can't name your team and then not have the player that you name your team out over. That's...
Well, he named it before the draft, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. That's got to be your first pick. Or somebody got in front of him.
Well, yeah, he was the first pick of the draft. Producer Scotty picked Nathan Rourke first overall.
Scotty.
Because he randomly got the first selection.
Watch Scotty win this year.
He's never played fantasy football.
Watch him just roll, you guys.
He's totally going to beat us.
You will all overthink it, and Scotty's just going to take control.
All right, so Britton Gray and Locker are going with Hamilton, Saskatchewan Grey Cup, and a Rough Rider repeat. Dave Naylor and myself, we are going BC Montreal with BC winning the Grey Cup. 1-877-332-8255. Whose side are you on? Are you with Britton and Locker, or are you over with Naylor and Nye on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM? Oh, here we go. The CFL season is upon us on a Thursday night.
Third and one from the gun underneath those Thursday night lights. Singing long live the night.
If you're looking for a CFL playlist, head to Britton Gray's Twitter account. He has that playlist for you, the one you want. The only one you need, really, for the CFL playlist this year. At Britton Gray.
Is it a Spotify thing?
Yes, it's a Spotify playlist.
I'm going to go check this out. What are you laughing at?
You'll enjoy it, Locker. It'll be...
Oh, it's that song. Just that's all it is.
It's just Long Live the Night about 10 times. 53 minutes of Long Live the Night.
All right.
By the Reckless. There's your playlist from Britton Gray to get you set for the CFL season tonight.